Blog Talk Radio.
Say, Nini.
At first I wanna just say homie,
but I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
Undenied, I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you
took a flight that be lonely.
Under skies that were blood.
Cause you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shot it. Break ups to make up or dead. You heard what I said. My heart ain't the safest game. Still feeling some pain. Heart on my sleeves and sometimes I can't breathe when I think of my past. I can't do that again, won't go through that again. My heart ain't the safest, I fall and feel naked. But shorty, what you, I feel it's a vibe. Oh lord. Probably why when you leave me, you creep up in my mind. Now I'm online, looking through your posts on some creep shit. Run your line and tell you when me eat it on some feast shit. Knowing I don't do it, so she think a nigga capping. But me, what I say, so she know I ain't just rapping. Had to fall back and understand what I'm after. My ex was my associates, but you were like my master. So why am I comparing? And I think cause it's scary. I met you, I fall on you, make me feel crawling. It's not out the question. If I fuck up and I know we just started, but flawless, it's not on my record. And I am not undefeated. Sometimes, yeah, I have cheated. And girl, it was premeditated. The tone for the song was inspired by nights in Vegas. At first I wanna just say homie,
but I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
Undenied, I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you
took a flight that be lonely.
Under skies that were blood.
Cause you a vibe, shawty.
You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shawty.
And it's only been a few months in the situation. Sure, they got me thinking patient.
Don't fumble with heart like I'm a quarterback. Roger that, my heart been in the blender. To this day, still picking splinters out the parts I was left behind. I had to piece it back together, but it's parts in it going cold or frozen. I live a life of a chosen soldier. I need a Bonnie who gon' hold a toaster. Right beside me, a deep trench or the cold as water. Or hold me close when a soldier broken. So shorty, can you do that? I teach you how to shoot what you shoot back. If niggas got the drop and they threw that, or put me back together when the world beat me blue black. Baby, is anything I'm saying sounding crazy? Is anything I'm saying sounding crazy?
At first I wanna just say homie,
what you
there know? Ain't no difference, get to know me. And you ain't meet another phony. Took a flight that be lonely. Cause you a vibe, you a vibe, shawty.
Thank you.
I got the pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her come. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. Wine on my body, baby, wine that. She tell me, say, my love, make her wine that. She tell me, say, my love, make her climax. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her move. They make her feel alright now. Girl, your body calling me right now. Girl, so many things in my mind now. Make it suck, make a fuck, baby, right now. I've been waiting for tonight, night, night. Where the energy feels right, right, right. Where my touch make it feel right, right, right. Since tonight we come alive, life, life. Make me drink up while we reminisce. Say a prayer for our enemies. Say my love, now your remedy. Baby, girl, you mean a lot to me. I got a pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright. Yeah, she tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright. After the biggie, me and my baby, yeah, we cuddle every night. She dey riding like a bike, riding a thousand miles. Steady while she riding, and she gentle when she ride. These guy wine be make my one fight. These one you show me when they pass my eyes. When they matter bus, baby, can I go down? I'll be waiting for tonight, yeah, yeah. She say we should be the man, yeah, yeah. She say we should get the stamina. I'm warming up, I'm getting warming up. Make a drink up while we reminisce. Say a prayer for our enemies. Say my love, now your remedy. Baby girl, you mean a lot to me. Got a pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. Show me one thing that got you trippin'. Show me one thing, they make you want some more. South London girl make me trippin'. South London girl, they make my set the bar. Gamma to my Asian girl. I said, big up my Jamaican girl. I said, big up my African girl. I got a lady for my yard, we know they make me red. I got a pretty, pretty lady, we know like no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mr. VIP, and welcome to Express Your Vibe. And tonight, I got my diva here, the lovely, sultry, La Perla Negra. Diva, how are you tonight?
Hey, diva. What's up, Ms. VIP in the building? Yes. What's good with you?
Girl, look, I'm here. That's all I gotta say to that one. But anyway, welcome to Express Your Vibe. Welcome, welcome, and thank you for hanging out with me tonight. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate you too.
Absolutely. So listen, let's get this party started. I think I'd like to start tonight if that's all right with you. I feel a little, let's say a little romantic tonight. This piece is called, this piece is called Say Yes.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. You send me with your words, as high as the sky, my heart takes flight. Expressing yourself to me, you stepped out without a safety net. Not knowing if my lips were soft, if your arms could hold me, seeing if your intellect could be stimulating to my soul, as well as a calming balm to my mind. Can you handle my apprehension as you give sensation to my skin? Can goosebumps really appear all over you, over me? How can you touch me so intimately, yet not touch me at all? Your calm to my skittishness alleviates trepidation to opening the door to something I thought long gone. I imagine soft kisses on my cheek, on my lips. Your arms stretch out. Can I run in them and erase all doubt? We aren't on the same plane, yet there is a place of calm that speaks to my soul. It's been so long I almost forgot what it feels like to be taken, to be cherished. My finger closest to my heart is bare, but I need you to be there, to be the one, to take the reins, be that man, spirit-filled, the head, taking me to your heart. Can you handle that? Just say yes. And that's that vibe.
Oh, I wonder now, can you handle that? That piece was fire. I like that. Saltiness, sexiness, passionate. That's what's up. I like that. Okay, I like it.
All right, Diva. I want you to be up next on the mic. Make it burn, girl. Make it burn.
Okay, okay. This is called Celestial Gem.
The mic is yours.
Anyone, thank you. Anyone can say this, but I'm not just anyone. So I'll tell you this only once, because life with me will speak for itself. I am the celestial gem. As long as I see my soul bloom in your eyes, you will never have to apologize for being you. And I will never mask it. If you allow every part of me to love you, I will unlock all that is inside me. Have no fear of entering the realm of true unconditional love. I will touch your soul so you can understand what you found and will know within me lies your comfort, your friend, your lady, your woman. And the glow of my smile will only brighten in your presence. I've surrendered to the magnificence of your being. All you have to do is give me you. And that's that vibe.
Whoa. Oh, man. Woo. Eva, I'm telling you the truth. That was dope. You know,
thank
I think the more
you.
I
thank
hear
you.
It, the more I find little bits and pieces that I really, really, really like. Like, I surrender to your magnificence. Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah. The magnificence of your being. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. All right, now. Well, dang. All right. Well, we are ready. Let's open up these mics right now. On the mic is one of my favorites. And this is the Verbal Mind Dancer. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Welcome to Express Your Vibe. How are you?
Hey, Ms. VIP. How you doing? What's up, La Perla Negra? How you feeling?
Hey, Joe. Good.
Hey, what's happening? You know, I got the vibe cranking up this weekend. That's what's up.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah. So what's on your mind, Joe?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling mellow. I'm feeling the happier side. Yeah. Good.
Good. That's a song.
Yeah. It's always good to bring a happy vibe. Definitely.
That's good. Yes. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece was titled The Ten Prees, 72.
Express your God.
It was a beautiful weekend. We've been silently speaking. I've grown to respect and follow her beacon. She's my ray of light in the darkness of my being. I'm seeing things that I crave. She's teaching me to behave. I'm a slave to a rhythm. She was made and given a choice. That day she proved she had a voice, and I listened, and I listened. The things I've done before, things that were a bore, she explained in the vein that explored my brain. The words felt good. She felt like she could master her mister. And the challenge of whispers, she said, listen here, sir. She spoke clearly and endearing, never fearing a yes or no. She preferred I'd say so. Wordplay was out. Wordplay was in. Where do I begin to express the lessons learned within? We found our own language through sound versus pen. We trade songs, but no Trey songs. She's so young, and I'm old as crap. The blend of us cured the generation gap. Our truth came in listening. Life always has missing things. Spring chickens we are not. Ain't no chickening when things get hot. I listened to her read through sailing eyes. Feeling tired, she up and cried. I'm thinking, Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time. I think my call just knocked her up. So I cheer her up with that last line. I'm like, I know damn well your big ass ain't crying. Shit, them fuck you hit like buckshot do. I was blasted, flabbergasted. She was fine through season eyes. Then an old motherfucker would grab it. We agreed to play in shallow waters. Good golly, sin golly. I touched the heart of someone's daughter. I thought things like this were impossible. She's my every last droppable. Multiple languages are probable. Is this what they mean by speaking in tongue? Unshackled. No need to unravel what could never be bound. Profound words and relevant music. A little bit of storytelling fused into a conversation. Worth stating. You got to hear through a voiceless mouth. That's my piece. Thank you.
What you got for that, Diva?
I'm definitely feeling that piece. It's something about the vibes you're giving off tonight, Joe. I don't know what it is, but I'm feeling that piece.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, it's like you were saying she was everything. Oh, man. That was beautiful. That was nice. It was smooth.
You know what? There's a line out of there. Yeah, there's a line out of there. First of all, that's a dope piece. I loved it. But there's one line in there. I mean, a lot of lines, but this one here, we found our own language through sound versus pen. I love that line.
I like that show.
He sounds like somebody's trying to get his Mac on.
yeah, that's why it was so smooth. I'm like, oh, boom. Okay, all right, I like that. Wow, definitely. You brought that vibe. Oh, my God.
Wow.
All right.
Absolutely. Well, it's time to just slide you right on into the Groovy Lounge. The lava lamps are going, and your favorite libation is there, and there's a big beanbag chair ready for you.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
One love. Oh, Danielle.
Yeah.
I had something. Yeah. You got your raw links? Because I got mine.
Oh, I got mine, yeah, baby.
Well, right,
yeah, that's what's
up. We got ours, too.
All right, all right. This is everything. I just had to say. One mic, one love, y'all.
One love, Mike. He did the thing
wow.
to us. That's what's up.
Okay. Look, he beat us to it.
All right, y'all.
Listen. Yeah, we jumped it. Look, I admit it. I'm guilty. I done jumped into it. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the show tonight is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be everything? You can be raw. So as Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer stated, he got his on. Does everybody have theirs
oh, yeah.
on? I got mine. All right.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, for real, ain't going to let us live that down, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'm really beginning to think that right at this moment. All right. Well, Diva, are you ready for the next poet?
I'm so ready.
All right. Next on the mic is C-34 Music. Hey, C-Double, how are you? Welcome to Express the Vibe.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. How are you doing?
Hey. I'm doing quite well. Thank you.
Yeah.
And to follow up Joe the Verbal, Willie Dynamite, I don't know. I'm going to have to come correct. Give me my money.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man.
That's my
oh,
brother.
That was nice. That's what's up, though. That's definitely what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so you ladies had a good day today.
Actually, I did. Diva, how was your day?
It's better now listening to the both of you.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that.
Oh, that's so
You're very welcome.
Yes. What I'm talking about. Okay, so what's on your mind tonight, C-Double? What kind of vibe you got for?
This is not a political vibe, but I know the title may seem like it is. It's called House of a Representative. And whenever you're ready,
express your vibe.
I will. I present to you a facade. You see all my good qualities, the stuff that, in your eyes, makes me most wanted, husband material, a good catch. You visualize a prize, see me on the surface. My intelligence is borderline genius. As this strong but gentle man of God, humorous and sensitive to your needs, eager to please, serve and protect, a knight in shining armor, regal, elegant, king in your eyes. Until you realize I'm Al Bundy, my temper is Hulk-like. I'm not into your gossip shows. I'm misogynistic by nature. I watch Wendy Williams with you to ogle over her big fake breast. Same with the Kardashians, Love and Hip Hop, The Real, and all those other women shows I can't stand. I will burp and pass gas enough to fill your car's tank for a year. Sometimes the only person that can understand my outward conversations is me. Sometimes I cherish my time alone in solidarity just to do me. No, I'm not talkative. I keep secrets in a vault. You see me as deceptive, unapproachable, beyond reach. I clean my place when I choose to, knowing I'll get to it eventually. Guess that makes me a slob. So why do you want to get with me? Because I put my sexy on and had a bedroom key? Sex with you was easy, but I attempted to affect you mentally. Get you head sprung wearing Timberlands like LL when I lick my lips after I return the favor to your lips. Doing this to you is driving you crazy. Going 500 miles got your heart racing in Daytona. Then I intend to leave you alone right over there as my Steelers are playing Arizona. Staying over for the night is a cardinal offense. You haven't gone home yet? Do you still want to know me? This slob who don't go to church because I believe I'm already the church in my imperfect flesh. What? That message didn't hit you yet? Oh, you thought you met me, the man of your dreams. No, that was my representative. I presented here for you to decide if I'm really the one that's chosen to spend the rest of your life with. And you cannot fix, manipulate, or change me to fit you to listen. Save them issue for your female friends and male friends who want to act similar to you. Because I'm Captain Caveman, a Neanderthal like none other. Check me out now in my holy underwear spitting gospel. I'm the funk soul brother. I'm one of a kind, scratching like a DJ my behind. Made in God's image, not from a factory. I'm older than the spice rack in your cabinet. Look at it now. Look at me. Now back to that. Now back to me. I'm a t-shirt, jeans, hat, and jersey guy. Uncomfortable in suits, ties, and tuxedos. Instead of filet mignon, how about pizza, wings, and beer floats? I'll even wear bicycle speedos just to see where this thing goes. Deep into your rabbit hole, giving TLC to your waterfalls. That's that vibe.
Well, damn.
Okay. Walk me a little. Okay. Go on, Diva.
The Captain Caveman, that got me.
Right?
Somebody had to do it.
Oh. Wow. That was real.
You know what? I like that piece. That it's like, but I gotta tell you something. You know, the honesty when you are talking to a woman, even though you may not want her, it's more of a turn on. It actually draws her in more to you because of the honest vibe that you're giving. So you could be somebody living in a cardboard box over by the sewer hole, and you be honest with her, if she already is interested, that just turns her on even more. Like, I could fix him up. I mean, I can, whatever's wrong with him, I got him. That's how women are. That's how we as women are. You know, it doesn't matter what you have going on. If you are honest, that's like an aphrodisiac. It really is. I love that piece, though. Man, it sound me like you trying to drive this thing crazy at first.
Ooh. Oh. See, so you just said you love that piece, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I figured.
You figured?
I don't have to remind you of my Chinese alter ego. Remember that, right?
No, I was just saying, see, that's the C-double that I recognize. I know that side. Mm-hmm. I remember. Trust me.
All right, right, man. Hey. Hey, look. There's always some gems in your pieces, always. But, you know, like Danielle said, you're really straight up with people. I noticed that. And the way you inject your humor, because I almost lost it when you said Captain Caveman. I just wanted to laugh. but that was a joke piece, and I appreciate you coming through. So it's time for you to go over to the Groovy Lounge. There's your favorite libation waiting for you, and the lava lamps on, and you're in the beanbag.
Good. I'm ready.
Real comfortable.
Look, I'm ready for some nectar. That's what I'm ready for.
Oh, Lord. All righty then. One love, one
word. One love, one mic. Lord.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Thank you.
Girl.
Oh, my goodness, people. Hey, look. We're going to Station Isaiah, okay?
All right.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sonny, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
are back. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 20 of 10. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial number tonight is 319-527-6300. And y'all press 1. We want to hear all about your vibe and what's going on with y'all. So y'all press that 1. And don't forget to call in before 11 because the Blog Talk Lady has no chill and will disconnect you. So
yes, she will.
So Diva, let's go to the next caller. Area code 803. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Who's on the mic?
Mother of Dragons.
What?
Hey.
Mother of Dragons. Hey, Diva. How you doing? My goodness.
I you know, my voice had been gone. I had been not feeling well, so I kind of just took some time out and took care of me. So that's pretty much what I've been doing.
You feeling better?
Yes, I am feeling better. Voice is not 100%, but it's getting there.
That's not nice. You still sound marvelous, girl. I'm glad you're feeling better. Wow.
Thank you.
Right. All right.
Thank you.
So what's on your mind tonight, Mother of Dragon?
I guess I'm a little bit, I don't know. I just think I'll express it. It's, you know, just a little bit jaded, a little bit. So, and I got to get my belief back up in love again. So that's my vibe right now.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
Love seems.
We're there for
I'm ready. Love seems to have evaded me. It has cast me away in dark rooms alone. Doors locked. I feel like Persephone, only allowed to see the spring. And when I desire so much more, the love I cannot be limited to solely one man, it has lay dormant, hidden from the world by selfish controlling brethren. And now there seems to be, now the theme has torn, and a little more has strained, and that's shown a gold mine of eternal passions of love and passions and desires that pulls inside of me. And it pulls a little every day, exposing passionate blisses. I suppose that has been always been there from the start. And it has tapped into a dam of exploded exploration, its walls I held for so long. And I can no longer be afraid to be vulnerable. Femininity is the real core. Who brings out with me will be an experience of wanderlust or true ecstasy. Love, why have you evaded me? It has become more afraid of a crossover. That's that piece.
Oh, man. I love it. I love the transparency. You know, being vulnerable means that you are comfortable. And when you get comfortable, you can do anything, and it lets you know that you recognize your worth and your value, and you know that you are worthy of love, and love is coming. When you get to that point where you are open like that, you are comfortable like that, it's a beautiful thing, and you're a beautiful dear, and we love you, honey, and thank you for that peace. Yes.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, ladies. Let me come on and peel my heart for a minute, and you know, I'm going to get back into the swing of things. I just took a time out for, you know, just to get myself have my health back together, but I'll be back.
That's what I'm talking about, honey. You know, it's always an open mic waiting here for you, always.
Absolutely.
I know.
So okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, it's time to put Mother of Dragons into the Groovy Lounge with a libation and the light and the lava lamps going. And hey, that's the best. in the world.
They're
bean
bags. Super comfortable.
Most expensive ones ever. Yes.
I'm always comfortable.
All right,
you know that.
Thank
all right.
Exactly. Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love,
one love,
one
mic.
Ooh. Diva.
Nice.
I
yes,
love
nice.
It.
God. Yes. All
right. Let's go further north. How about Lady A?
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, Lady A. What's up, Diva?
Not too much. Just kind of putting in some time tonight and relaxing a little bit. How are you, ladies?
Oh, we're
good.
Doing. We are doing
good. I'm busy, Jay, but I'm good. And it's good to hear from you. Nice to sit back and chill. I got to tell you a little bit before you get into your piece and express your vibe. I got to tell you, I'm just a little bit envious that you living near the water like that. That's all. Continue.
Yeah. I was on the beach today, and I have a friend of mine that lives next door and behind and next door, and we were the only two on the beach. And the tide was out, and the sand flats were exposed, and we walked, and oh, my goodness, and sat in the sun and waded in the water. It was just wonderful.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Oh, that is one. That, you know, that's always been like a dream of mine to reside near the water, to just, you know.
You'll have to come and visit.
Oh, I'm going to get my ass out there one day. Trust me. I'm going to get on my bucket list. I'm trying to tell you.
You would love it.
I know it. I know I will. I know I will.
All right. So, Lady A, are you ready to express your vibe?
Yes, I am. Thank you. This is called Speaking Of, and here it goes.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. What I see when I look back at me from the future, aujourd'hui, courage in times of fear, strength in times of weakness, wisdom when foolish, happiness when mournfully sad, brave a face when tears trace the sorrow of your life, survival of the fittest, the strongest carry on, lessons to be learned are learned amid heartbreak and sorrow. The little girl in me learned to stand alone, a better person transformed. Resisted thoughts, entertaining death, she lives with her every breath. A poet, artist, creator of tiny things, a friend, a lover, loyal to the end, most of all a mother. Loving hard and long, and true. The greatest part I play in life is loving each of you. And poem.
Oh my God, that was beautiful. Oh my goodness.
Yes, it was. Are you okay, sweetie?
Wonderful thing being a mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful. Family is getting a little emotional there, but that piece was beautiful. And yes, loving heart of a mother. I don't even know where to begin on that. But that was a beautiful, beautiful piece. Oh, man.
Yes, exactly. Hey, look, they don't come with a manual. You know that. So all the things we can do, we do the best we can. Yes, we do the best we can. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much, Lady A. That was beautiful.
Thank you very much.
And now, we'll send you to the Groovy Lounge. And everybody knows the lava lamps are just a dome. And we have your favorite libation if you're ready. Okay.
Okay,
thank
you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Thank you. We are in session. Danielle, I'm going to tell you, Diva, your lava lamps are getting hot.
I know they are. Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to hear some more poetry. So, let's go.
Oh,
area code 205. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Who do we have on the mic?
You have Black Rose on the mic. How are y'all tonight?
Hi.
Hey,
lovely.
How are y'all ladies doing tonight?
We're good.
Wonderful.
What's with you?
Good to hear from you.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yeah, well, I've been working on my book and trying to get back on the radio. So, well, I'm finishing up with this book. So I'm going to give y'all a little piece of it.
Well,
all right.
What's your love?
Yeah, this is an erotic conscious piece. What's going on? The smell of pepper spray thick in the air. My eyes burn from the tear gas. Everything moving in slow motion. My mind trying to figure out what's going on. But you, damn you, stand before me in all your manly glory, protecting me from police for some reason, kings, my pussy jumps. The picky signs read my thoughts and my nipples try to free themselves from my Black Lives Matter t-shirt. I want you to punish me. Take your hatred out on me. They reach for you and I step in to save you. Protect what's on my mind and your manhood must be thinking like me. Hard as the clubs they try to use to beat you. Clouds of smoke blind me, but you guide me. I follow you anywhere. As we drive in silence, you hold my hand, reminding me that you are here. When we make it home, you lead me to the shower as steam fills the air. And we get in, you tell me you're proud I'm yours. Seeing the effects of the day, you kiss away the first layer. Tears begin to fall. Your strong touch helps with layer two. Washing each other in silence, remembering the violence, the names spoken because they can no longer speak. You caress me. Speaking life back into my broken soul, what's going on? Too many mothers cry as their sons die and my damn breaks as you enter my space, stroking my pain, still whispering sweet words to me. My eyes closed to let you in deeper. but all I can see is hungry children and men dying in the streets as police proceed to beat the thin blue lives, scared of for their lives, the lies they tell. You stroke my hair and say, breathe. Listen to me. Never forget. My anger can no longer be contained. I speed up your strokes, Marvin Gaye playing in my head as my hips fight to release this hurt. Picket signs and picket lines, don't punish me. As I collapse, salty tears glow as they race down my face, breathless, angry, hurt. You took it all from me. My mind is hazy as you whisper your forever love for me, how I am your beautiful queen. In peace, Black Rose versus Black Diamond, DSR, all damn day.
Wow. What a phenomenal comeback, girl.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. Like, wow.
That was pretty
powerful.
Yeah,
you did. You went in that perfect balance of consciousness and sexuality. I'm like, well, what? And I was going, whoa, it was almost like a chess match.
Ooh,
my brain is going. What's going on?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, you guys can catch me on another on my show on DSR's Untamed Fire Poetry. Coming up soon. But I'm here for another round if you have another round.
All right.
Now, your show is tonight, Black Rose?
No. I have one not this week, probably the next week coming up.
Okay. Well,
I'll be back before then.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you. Well, time to go to the Groovy Lounge, to the Moon Pod Chair and your favorite libation. Thank you so much, love. One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Ooh, she went in.
Yes, she did.
I was like,
yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 2:10. So, Diva, you got it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you your lineup for the week for Epiphany. Saturday night is, let's see, what's tomorrow night? Tomorrow night is Vans night, isn't it? Let's talk about it. We'll do date night differently with Poetic, and that is Saturday night at 9 p.m. Monday night, we have Raw with Rain, with our diva, Rain. And so I believe she'll be co-hosting with Essentially Janice, who also does an awesome job on the event page, so y'all check them out. And that is Monday night at 9. Oh, I skipped over Sunday. Sunday night, we have Poetic. We have Poetic and Divine Inspiration in the Inspiration Factory on Sunday night. I'm sorry, at 9. And then on Tuesday night, I don't know, it's one of my hobby shows. It's War Council, Fly Speed, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, something. Honey Drippers, one of them shows. Tuesday night at 9. Girl, you got too many for me to name. And Wednesday night, we'll be in the Love Zone with myself, La Perla Negra, and my sexy diva, Ms. VIP. Now, the topic is up in the air right now, but I'm sure you're going to love it once we get it out there. So y'all come on, get caught up in the Love Zone, and that's Wednesday night at 9. Thursday night, diva, we got another wonderful, awesome, hot episode of the Get Your Hope.
Yeah.
And J. Rob, the wise son, that is Thursday night at 9. And then Friday night.
Mm-mm-mm.
What is Friday night? Oh, we got Renaissance Poetry.
Renaissance Poetry. Yeah.
Yeah, Renaissance. And we got, you're in there with your host, Keith Eric. Thank you, Umbrella Renee. Back to you, Diva.
Mm-hmm. All right, all right. Well, Diva, I'm going to hit one more station identification break if I can. And then we're going to go to our next poet, all right? If I can find one.
All right.
All right.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
All right.
Yes, Eva.
Yes,
how about
ma'am.
Another song real quick before we open up the next night?
Okay. All right. Ooh, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 6 minutes after the hour, and we're going to jump right back into Express Your Vibe, where we want you to come on in as yourself, no one else, and let us know what's on your mind. And with that said, let's go on to the next caller. Hey, welcome to Express Your Vibe, Mr. Automatic, Tasmatic. How are you?
Hey,
I'm doing fine, ladies.
What's good with you tonight? How you feeling?
I'm doing wonderful.
Awesome.
That's good. So what's on your mind tonight, Otto?
Inspiring people. Inspiring greatness. I love storytelling and poetry. I'm a fan first, well, I'm a performer. So, you know.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I'm going to do a poem called, I'm going to do a freestyle called Lift Your Wings.
Go on and express your vibe.
I know that it's a time when you feel like you are so much in pain. Sometimes that you feel like you have a migraine. You don't know who to go to. Those hands that were put on you. You cry day and night. You ever wonder if love could ever be in your sight. And trust is a major issue. I understand, baby. I understand why the tears that you have. See, I'm here to change all that. Baby, you don't have to worry about me doing something that you don't like, betraying you. Because I need you right now to lift your wings of the frustration that you have been through. To lift your wings to open up your mind, knowing that you are special in my life. I know that you have not been valued. People have put their opinions on you. They ask, why do you smoke? Why do you do the things that you do? Or even just say, don't do it. And not even caring about the why. What is the biggest drug addiction? Is it the help, that type of addiction where you can escape the harsh elements of reality? You see, many men have been bad for you. So you smoke one more time. You smoke because you don't want the tears to come down your face. You smoke because you lost your children. You smoke because you wanted to get a job. Nobody asks why. It's just opinions. I need you to lift your wings. I need you to give everything because you could be a new creature no matter what you're going through. Lift every wings, all your wings, all the happiness inside. Lifting your wings to provide the happiness that is for your future. I'm here for you. Your wings have been punctured. You feel like you have no flight. But I'm here to give you the insight. Don't let nobody say you're not beautiful. Because I am that type of man who is a different individual. I will call you beautiful. You might have been on drugs for years, but I'll call you beautiful. You may have lost your house,
but I call you beautiful. You may have been homeless, don't know where to go, crying with tears that just came like the rain. When you left those wings, I know that you're left in all that pain. This automatic charismatic lyrical engine take it in the morning, fucking drive.
Wow. That was very, very heartfelt, very touching. To know that a man understands or is trying to understand what's going on with that woman, or just the partner in their life, it means everything to them. That was a beautiful, heartfelt piece, Otto. Thank you. Eva?
Yes, it was. I felt sadness in your piece, a lot of sadness. And I'm hoping that, hoping deep down, like, it wasn't autobiographical. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it happened to a friend of yours. And, but it was just so deep and so hurtful inside of you. You know what I'm saying? And you expressed that very well. It's a great piece, really.
Thank you so much. I tried to put the pain in it. I use my voice because I want, say, when I put the pain, I want people to feel their pain. People who have been outside, been homeless, been called all kinds of things, but child of God. So I put the pain, I added my pain for their pain. So people can know it's their pain. Because there's a lot of people who have been put down and they don't know how to lift their wings.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That was beautiful.
I got a question. Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead. Sure.
Once I get my everything going, I'm going to go back to radio. There's something that I want to do with the poetic verses. Not the type of poetic verses where people are dissing each other, but where two poets are getting their greatest pieces together, and they're just expressing their pieces, going back and forth. So I think that should be done. And the lyrical engine driver's seat. Yeah, and the lyrical engine driver's seat, where I want to interview people that used to be hosts and already hosts with, little news aside, too.
Okay. It sounds like a plan. Definitely.
God bless.
All right. Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, Diva. That was deep.
Yeah, okay, it was. I felt
mm-hmm. Really. A lot. Okay, everybody. Next on the mic, we have area code 807. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, it's Robbie's Multimedia Poetry. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey, how are you? We haven't heard
not too bad.
From you in a while.
I enjoyed that.
Right.
Hey. Yeah, I've been getting back to poetry and everything else, really, with everything, with everything the way it is in the world and all that. So it's easy for all of us to get off track and just, but I'm getting back on track with everything that I'm doing hobby-wise and otherwise. So I'm starting
that's
to call back to shows.
We always love to hear from you, and that's a wonderful thing. I'm glad you're getting back on track, because some of us are still working at it. We keep going off the rails.
Yeah, a little bit at a time, but, yeah. So, kind of going on that theme, Like, I was talking to somebody about this. This is a poem called Wishing for Sang Beyond, and it's inspired by a song called Beyond, a gorgeous sort of spacey ambient song. It's called Beyond by an artist called Yaya, J-A-J-A. I'm not too sure if it's still online, but it's a piece that she says that is a favorite of many people's. And for me, when I listen to it, it gives me that feeling of being beyond everything, and understandably even more so than ever these days. You kind of just want to step out of everything. You know, you just want to be beyond it all, and not out of a place of necessarily burying your head in the sand, but just being able to be beyond it all and just be in a peaceful place, right? So I think a poem like this is especially, exactly, I think a poem like this is especially kind of understandable piece for many people now, so I like to read it. So this is Wishing for Something Beyond.
Expression.
Thank you. Wishing for something beyond. As I look up, standing under the star-studded veil of inky nighttime sky, abyss of wonderment beyond wonders, my third eye draws wide open. As I wish for something, wishing for something beyond. I wish for something beyond all of this, a something ineffable and inconceivable, yet something that has become the closest thing to my now wide-open heart, an ineffable something that has always been a part of me, an essence of a mysterious something that, as much as it was always with me, just as now it will never depart. I wish for stars beyond stars, some sort of phantasm of mysterious light, as fractal geometries rearrange themselves, illuminating in mysterious modes of sight, the darkness of sky's eternal night. I wish for constellations beyond what I see, constellations no longer fractured by life's woes, but whole and unbroken in their schemata, healed with words of power spoken into their shape. I wish for planetoids beyond measure, swarms of nascent potentiality, swarmed in arrays heretofore unseen, a small measure of God's glorious galactic dream. I wish for something beyond all these things, something unknown but utterly knowable, as noble gases in space catalyze themselves, enriching the space around them to flare to life in colors of light before unseen, so that the meaning of the cosmos over eons without measure they may be gleamed. I yearn for the impossible, yet the probable, the edge of existence that promises eternity in one breath, a moment stretched out forever in time, where every action and every moment, it grows into a moment stretched out forever in time. Sorry, it grows infinite in its scope and depth, a promise of life beyond death with every breath. All of this blossoms in the visions of my third eye, matriculated by the pantheon of deities in my now infinite mind. And I cry out to the universe with a silent plea. I wish for something, something beyond all of this. And that is Wishing for Something Beyond.
Wow. Sounds like you're trying to touch the intangible. Well, you know, energy is everything. And if it aligns with your frequency... if it aligns with your frequency, you might just be able to touch it. That was a beautiful piece, Bobby. Wow.
Thank you.
Kind of inspired me to write something. Okay. Oh,
well, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, it will. As always, thank you for calling in and sharing your beautiful work with us. We love it. Oh, wow. Steve, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I thought Blog Talk was asking
I'm
up again.
No. First of all, Robbie, that was really, really nice. And the more you spit your piece, it just felt like I was flying through outer space. And when you mentioned the cosmos and, you know, beyond death, you know, in its depths of something. That one line kind of grabbed at me. But, there was an old show called Cosmos with Carl Sagan, and I used to watch that all the time and always wonder, you know, about space and the universe and the stars, and that just reminded me of that. So it was really, really a beautiful piece. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I've loved astronomy my whole life, so if this reminds somebody of that show or space in general, then that makes me happy.
Oh, most definitely. When it used to be ecstatic, because it reminds both of us of that. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. It's almost like you're picturing yourself astro traveling. That's beautiful. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No DMT required. It's just poetry.
I know, that's right. Okay.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Robbie. So we're going to put you into the Groovy Lounge with the Moon Pod and your favorite libation, and the lava lamps are gone. So one love, one mic.
One love,
one mic.
Man, it feels like he was floating through the air, wasn't he, Diva?
Girl, I was right there amongst the stars and the gases out there and the planets and everything else that's out there. I was up there. You know me and my vivid imagination. Yes, most definitely. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. All right. Diva, is this our New York Jones?
I wonder. Let's open up the mic and see.
All right. Hello, hello. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. How are you?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing there? How you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey,
I know. We knew it was you.
I know that breath anywhere. I know that sound of that breathing anywhere. Oh, my goodness.
Now you sound like Darth Vader's cousin.
At least there ain't no snoring taking place.
Oh, we got that snore too. We got the snore for you too.
Oh my God.
You need help.
Oh my God.
Right.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. So I'm assuming there's no theme or anything, right? We're not themed out. Just bring me. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. What am I bringing up myself? Let me stop. Okay.
Lord have mercy.
Let me stop. You know, I'm just getting in trouble for everything. Only friend of my friends on. Only friend of my friends on Instagram.
Now you know what? You know you're wrong. If she loves shoes with no laces, you know you wrong.
Oh man, jam. Oh jam. Let me stop.
Yeah, you gonna get yourself in a jam. You keep. Oh, it's so bad.
This is problematic. Shout out to Black Rose. I heard Black Rose on here earlier. Black Rose, about time you start me again.
Yes.
Okay.
She came back with an awesome piece.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I got to hurry up and hop. I got to hurry up because I'm doing like three things at once. You know me. So let me do this piece
as
and get out your way and do all the stuff.
Express your vibe.
All right, hold on. Just tell me if this is too loud. It's too loud?
Perfect.
That's fine, huh?
Okay. All right. Whomever said you fall out of love fast lied. It is slow, methodical, painful, arthritic. You trip and stumble, bumble about. It is the slow onset of dementia. Your heart forgets and remembers only hurt and responds accordingly. It's this cough that never goes away, the struggle to keep your throat from being scratchy from all the terrible things we say, the struggle to keep your chest clear, mad about what you fear. All that you feared becomes real because those things that once created you happy now destroy you. A kiss you cannot recapture, the desire that won't return. I can never see it. The pain. We can't get past the pain. We hope that we can awake from this nightmare. The loss, the tears, the memories, the act of how your lips takes perfect the shape of manhood, willing it into iron. Through the softest tongue, flick like flame, blowing gentle breeze, quaking my knees, twisting knots, stomach and toes. But this is not that tale of your copulation, of how you wanted me. How your gaze spoke love to my heart, how your kiss was a minister of information, disseminating the wisdom of your wiles, the substance of your love making, spirit nutrients given in exchange. And this food is just a break, just to have this one moment to think of you and think of how they will please you. Arousal. Sleep won't come. My eyes refuse to go back to the memory of you. Standing in a nightgown, waiting for me, making me remember how your hips could shoot me, make me beg as life leave me, how you would relieve me, divest me of all my seminal fluids, and how the taste of your sweetness made me slave, made me toil in pleasure to sucker you till you gave, and you gave the wetness that I proudly wore as a trophy. I missed the weight of you close to my chest, tied in the vest with enough space to lift your head and kiss, then lift your hips and begin to rotate smoothly till your womanhood is filled with my ejaculate. How messy your hair dripping in sweat. How soon I forget. I stand in a desert thirsty for your oasis, the parched earth of my desire, the kindling for my fire. I fight these 40 winks, afraid to blink and think of what it means to yearn, to feel so deeply, to want to not have, to go unfulfilled, to not get past pain, to remain in a state awake. Poem.
How many times are we going to swing? Every time he comes on, every single time he does it to us. Before you skate off, love, can you give us a rundown of what
you
got going on?
You have to put me on mute. I'll come back.
Oh, Lord. All right. Well, guess what? Mute his mic because he's on. I ain't no telling what we're going to get. So, hold on now. We got somebody. Before we end this, hold on one second. Okay. All right. So that was beautiful piece, as always. He does it to us every single time. There's not one piece that he has done that I can say I don't like. Not one. I love all of Mojave's work. And the way that he does it.
He's swoon-worthy.
Yes, he is. You said it. You said it right there. You said it. He is definitely swoon-worthy. Man.
Yes.
That was awesome.
So anyway, so I'm almost scared to go back to him.
Good, but you can give it a try. Well, I'll tell you what. He can come back on another show and talk, let us know what he's doing. He is the last caller.
Yes.
He's the last caller.
Right.
And this was a good show. They all of them brought something beautiful pieces. Some emotional, very transparent. And I love that in poetry. That's one thing you can definitely be yourself, express yourself, express your vibe. And they came here and did it for us. Lovely show, Diva.
All right, yes.
So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we would just like to thank everyone for coming out tonight and and expressing your vibe with us. Look, the lava lamps are hot. They're up and down on their own. And everybody's on a moon pod chilling and listening to some real boogie music. So anyway, we're really good. So all right. So we're going to close. And please, everybody, take it easy. Take care. Wear your masks. Okay? So and protect yourselves, okay? Do whatever you need to do to protect yourself. Diva?
Yes, indeed. Like my diva said, protect yourself because this germ is still out here and it's ugly and it does not care who it gets. It just goes in for the kill. So, y'all, please be cautious of how you are dealing with people. You know, people are getting a little bit comfortable with this, them opening up the cities and schools and everything, but the germ is still out there. So y'all got to be careful. You know, you still need to protect yourselves and wear your mask, okay? What else was I going to say? Oh, get that good relationship going with yourself inside because that's where spirit lies if you don't have it. You know, love yourself. It's like I said earlier in one of my videos, you are worthy of love, and it is there for you. But you got to be willing to do that work to let it in. And continue to love one another and respect each other, okay? We got to start strengthening our bonds and working together with each other and stop fighting to stay apart, okay? A poet said, I think it was the other day, he was saying that we have been tearing each other down for so long, we probably have forgotten how to come together, and I don't believe that. What I think it is that it's a matter of being willing to work together again. I don't think you forget how to love or how to respect one another. You just have to be willing to go there and put that work in. Because we've done it before, so we can go back to it again. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I love you guys. Thank you, everyone that called in, people that streamed online and listened, even the ones that called in and just listened. Everybody brought a phenomenal piece. All your individual and unique styles, I love it all. You made this a great show. And with that, thank you, Diva, for having me again.
All right,
say,
thank you. I'm
coming.